All right, it is 8:05 on this Monday, last day of August. Glad to have you with us today. Thanks to Chris Kane for his segment.
Thank you, Chris.
And Reggie and Mandy Short, Ronnie Thomas, owner of Trader Bill's.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bill, Bill Vicario
joined
us now, looking dapper in his...
Just loving that song from Rod.
Oh, yes, Bill. It's climbing the charts like a bullet.
Thank you.
It's just Nantucket Red.
Yeah, it's not okay, Nantucket. Right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037, Emmett Smith coming up a little bit later. You'll hear him with Justin and Phil about 11:05, 11:10. Then we'll have him. I'll have him for about 45 minutes on stage. You can watch it live on our Facebook, Twitter page, YouTube page, and that's the Little Rock Touchdown Club. That's Arkansas TV's. Of course, you can also listen to it live on The Buzz. They'll interview him at about, as I mentioned, 11:15, for about 15 minutes, and then they'll also carry his speech with me or his Q&A with me. So, Bill, I know that you're, you know football, you know, Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah,
Emmitt Smith, one of the greatest players of all time. Yes. I mean, he's got a record that might not be broken, and we'll see if Derrick Henry can break it. But pretty amazing accomplishment for a guy who's, you know, sort of in undersized, 5'9", you know, 210, 205, but a durable, tough.
There you go. Yeah. That's it. And that's what happens today. And you talk about it. I heard you say this, and it's been the sort of long-standing idiom of professional football, especially what's the greatest ability is availability.
Dependability, durability, you're exactly right. Yeah.
And I'll never forget, lived to be a million, Roger, near the end of the first half, he catches a swing pass, goes for 25, separates his shoulder.
Yep.
Pops it back into place, and in the overtime, reaches up with one hand because he can't lift his shoulder. Reaches up with one hand to catch a ball, a screen pass from Troy.
Turns up
field, and that led, of course, to them ending it in overtime.
I think 32 carries for 170 yards on the ground, 60 carries on 10 catches through the air, and that got him the bye.
Yep,
got him the bye. And it went in another Super Bowl.
And home field throughout.
He's the only player in the history of the game to win NFL MVP during the regular season.
Right.
Rushing leader of the league.
Right.
And then Super Bowl MVP. Yeah. And then win a Super Bowl. Yeah, pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
He's from my neck of the woods, Panama East, Pensacola, Escambia. And so sold out. Not going to have, just don't even go down there. There's just
no
room. Don't even call.
Don't even go to work today. Stay home.
He's done well in business, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, he's had a nice, because you look at it, you look at him and Troy and some of those guys, Emmitt Smith, he did it the right way. Our buddy Joe Klein, these are people that go ahead and have, you know, well-formed lives after they leave the game.
Right,
yep. And do well from a professional standpoint in the business world and then, you know, maintain their contact.
I think, too, he got connected with Roger Staubach, who's a billionaire. Yes. Roger Staubach has a tremendous real estate group there. And a bit sort of low profile, you know, and Torrey Aikman said it. I saw an interview with him last night that said he would probably say, other than Roger Staubach, that Emmitt Smith is the most popular Cowboy player of all time. His pop culture, you know, exposure from Dance with the Stars, so many endorsements, great smile, likability factor. I certainly get that.
Yeah, he is, and he's one of those guys. Again, did it the right way. That's what strikes me about the Cowboy team is that you got – I mean, let's be honest. That was they won the nightclub. They won the game, and then they won the club.
They did, and
they all enjoyed a good time. There was a collegiate atmosphere in that great run there for about 5 or 6 years with that team. But then so many of them have gone on to, as is the case with great teams. It was the same with Green Bay.
Yep,
you see it with a lot of those Niner players from the '80s. They have gone on to enjoy success because they led their NFL careers in the right way, and they just transferred that over.
And there could be, Roger and Bill, there could be a short little message from one of his old coaches.
Uh-oh.
We may play today.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, let me see. Who would his coaches be? Norv Turner?
Norv Turner, they credit with, you know, bringing him in to really help that offense.
He knew what they wanted.
Wants that?
Probably a little bit bigger than that.
Not Barry.
I'm trying to think. Who was their
coach? Who was his coach of the Cardinals?
Did we not play Emmitt in a bowl game?
No, never played Emmitt. Emmitt never played Razorbacks.
Who did we play? Florida.
82. He didn't get there until 87.
Yes, that's right.
That team, Bill, 82. And I'm going to mention to Emmitt today, that team for the Gators, Not one,
right.
Not two, not three, not four, not five. Six first-round draft choices from that team.
82.
In 82. It was Wilbur Marshall, who was part of the Dan Hampton defense, you know, that great Chicago defense. And then Lomas Brown, who was offensive tackle, played in the league forever. Three running backs, Neil Anderson, John L. Williams, a few others.
Right.
But that was Jim Jones. That was a James Jones, rather, not Jim Jones. But that was a lot of great players. And then he was a guy that, you know, extra credit if you can remember who the coach was for Florida at that time.
Yeah, because it was not Spurrier.
It was not. This is the really unknown coach. He is really not known very well. GH. I still don't think you can get it.
Hold on.
Well,
I still don't think you can get it.
Second letter.
George Hamilton?
Second letter, first name.
Here we go. This is
Gary.
No,
Gary?
Galen Hall.
Galen Hall's
good. Yeah. Nailed it!
He was actually the coach when we played. Not many people know that name. Of course, and then Bill, extra credit again. And we got to hit his open, Roger.
Okay. We've
got to, I was going to say, why did he leave as a junior? What was his motivation?
Did Galen Hall leave? Was he fired?
Uh-huh.
No. Yeah, he was fired, wasn't he?
But why wouldn't he stick around for the next coach?
Was it Spurrier?
Spurrier, that's
and
why.
And he didn't want to play in the Spurrier offense.
Why?
Plus, I mean, he was at the top.
That's
of the pyramid.
That's right. He'd already
anyway.
All SEC MVP.
No, nowhere to go but down. Yeah. But yeah, he didn't. Right. Because Galen Hall was fired, right? Was he not fired?
I think so. He was a nice guy. He didn't quite.
Well,
but of course, Emmett.
Yeah, nobody named Galen Hall that we know is going to step down.
Emmett was big to changing. Galen Hall would have told you. They were, you know, they had been under probation because of Charlie Pell.
Right.
It's one of the reasons I didn't go. I was not a fan of Charlie Pell either. And they got placed on probation, and Galen Hall tried to get him out of that. So I don't think there's a lot of animosity there with Galen, but with getting Emmett Smith was big at the time. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and hit his open, Raj.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up. Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor. Bill Vickery, presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
Yes, thanks. And Roger was there last week at the Touchdown Club.
Yes.
Roger Smart was.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
Courtesy of Joe Cates.
Again, we're still looking for Roger to invite us over, or we'll just show up on his front porch.
You had a fun show yesterday with the stats and,
and
what
Boston
do you call it, Boston Paul?
Paul? Yeah. Well, you've met him.
How thick is that accent?
Yeah,
Good night.
You look at a New Englander, he is in the dictionary. There's a picture of him because he loves the Razorbacks. And he's got this nice little trick where he wore it when we won the Outback Bowl down in Tampa. He wears the Hunter Henry Patriots jersey.
Yes.
That's his go-to move. So, well done. Right. Well done.
We have made it to now full tilt boogie, if you will,
thanks
to Chad Morris.
Yeah.
Everybody's in action this week, finally.
Left lane hammer in the head.
Yes. Had a few games this weekend. Congratulations to UCA for winning and UAPB.
UAPB.
Both of them got their first win of the season, which they have not done in a long time. Arkansas Baptist didn't win, but now everybody else in action this week at NFL next week. Razorbacks are a 40-point favorite, according to Oakland FanDuel.
Yes.
Do you expect us to go out there and win by 40?
I don't care what the score is.
Right, I agree.
I really don't.
You want performance. How do you see the performance?
You know what I don't when I'm scared that
What's
I'm
that?
Going to see?
What?
Florida State
I know.
Saturday.
They did not look.
That was...
They did not look great.
For sale signs in the yard there for Mike Norvell. I mean, it's and so that's what I, you know, you want to see a team that appears buttoned up, no pre-snap penalties. If you're going to get one, a competition penalty, no turnovers. What you should expect, and you want to see a really crisp, great first half.
Yeah, no balls on the ground, no flags on the ground. A great effort. You know, don't want to give up big chunk plays. Don't want to see that on defense.
Don't want to see like a goof where you've missed, you know. And then being able to put stuff away and have it over with. And because, you know, again, new players, new coach, new scheme, new everything.
Yes.
And, yeah, you can go back to Memphis and watch some of that. But you want to be able to go to Utah with we don't know what this team is. Right. Here's last week's game, but they pretty much ran base.
Right. Yes.
And, you know, that's what you want to see. That's what the hope is to see. And I heard you talking in the first hour with Chris. I don't want to put a number. I don't want to hang a – 3, 5, 7, 9, 2, whatever. I just want to see a team that's playing everything that we just said. You lose to Georgia because you're beaten by better athletes and you just can't beat them? Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right, that's right.
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But just everything, a culture that's created that's like that.
Yeah, it's and you know, we've been talking about this, good Lord, since we hired him. And when did we hire him? November? Was it November?
Yeah.
Or December?
Yeah,
early December?
Yeah, early December.
I mean, that poor guy's answered a gazillion questions. I'm sure he's so glad to get past. Okay, judge me on my product. Judge me on the product, right. Yeah, that I have. So, yeah, it's I'm glad this talking season is over.
Yes.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We will do graffiti today.
Yeah, we will.
So even though we don't have you love Roger's song.
Oh, I love that. Yes. That I got to tell you, Roger. You know what that was? That's the intersection of a culture moment and Razorback football.
Well,
you
took,
as a tribute to the great Dolly Parton, yeah. You took that and you did. And then going through in a Billy Joel-esque fashion.
Thank you.
You did, you know, you did a calendar song, basically. Yeah. You went through everything, and I thought it was very appropriate, very good. You know,
thank you. And Michael Marion recognized that I did not mention Mississippi State in that. He complimented me on the song, but he noticed I did not mention them in there.
The Maroon and Gray.
We Dog in the just House. Haven't done well before. Well, but yes, yeah. I did do that right. Putting those together. No brainer.
By the way, Michael Marion said you missed a big show Saturday. 13,000 for Benson Boone. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Up next, Wingstock, September 12th, starring Roger Scott.
I'll be there with my good friend and colleague from my brotherhood station, Michael Kennedy.
Okay.
With a point. We'll be there. Then after that, we'll go home, rest our bellies from eating all those chicken wings, and I'll get ready and get up and put on my Razorback pajamas for free appetizers at Boudreaux's for the Boudreaux's watch party for the late night game against the Utah Utes.
I thought Benson Boone was one of those asbestos law firms. If you've got mesothelioma, Benson Boone. Call Benson Boone. We call you, but we don't have your number. Have you seen that guy? That guy's the best. The Jackie Childs guy?
I haven't seen it.
Because he talks about the numbers. He'd call you, but he doesn't have your number.
I can't hear it. I don't hear the phone ringing.
Exactly.
As I mentioned earlier, and thanks for mentioning on your show yesterday, another section is full for the Bill Clinton, Jerry Jones meeting coming out October 12th. So there's more sections. But, yeah, I would go ahead and get them now. I think, you know, we'll continue to sell over time as we get closer to that event.
Stats talked about that. I mean, just revel in the moment. And look, you know, believe me, there's no more political on this station than me. It's my livelihood. But I can tell you, turn it all off and go watch two men of a certain era reminisce, tell great stories. And these are people that have led wild, you know, amazing lives and done all, but they're going to come back and talk about what it meant to them. And I promise you, that will be that's one of those you'll watch it over and over again.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You'll make some national news.
I think it will be fascinating.
That'll be a sports center thing.
What is the Bill Vickery plan for the weekend, this first weekend of football? Are you going to just hunker down?
I will be like most Razorback fans. Yes. I will not be in Fayetteville.
Okay.
Not going to be up there. I had a wonderful friend, you know, hey, you want to come up, sit with us here, and blah, 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 and my buddy Marshall Nye. So it's just, you know, this is going to be one of those years, David. I've gotten to a point in life where, how should I put this?
Yeah.
I am a diehard Razorback fan.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm already, as I said to you, I got the Kool-Aid. I got the pouch, the powdered pouch, out of the pantry. I have it down now on the counter with the plastic gallon picture of no water in it yet.
Wooden spoon.
I've got the wooden spoon, and I've got it there ready to go.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
So that's, you know, I'm doing it to myself again.
What are you doing?
But I've gotten to a point in life where even the travel, even if you just hop on a plane and fly up and back, and then I miss these other games that I want to see.
Yeah. And, wow. Wait a minute. You can't just sneak in there, even if I want to get on a plane and just fly up there. That's huge. Because here's the deal. I was up there this weekend.
Right.
It doesn't matter how you do it, whatever you do. It's still 3 hours and 9 minutes is what it's going to take there and another 3-9 back.
And so, you know, had all these guys on a couple of weeks ago where we did our the emotional state of the fan, and we're all close friends of the same age.
Yes.
And the making the memories together, and that's what you remember. I remember my father and I standing in the end zone.
All
of that. That said, man, I think I'm not going to be there.
That's okay.
Not going to
I mean, I think there are other folks.
You will be there.
Yes.
Well, you have to be there.
160-something games that I've attended.
What are we, 3-157
You know what our record is? Over that we looked at last week. 40%. We won 40%.
Wow. It was
brutal.
40% to 60%.
160, yeah, it was 40%. 160, brutal. But was it 60 of 165 or something like that? I think it was.
Huge upset over the weekend. A big one that, you know.
Saw that.
Got to give Benton some credit. Finally, they got the monkey off the back, if you will. And for 20 years, they've lost. 20 years in a row, other than one. I guess it wouldn't be in a row then. There was one tie.
Yeah.
But they lost 20, had 20 losses. The last 21 years to Bryant, and they get them. They're down 42-14. They're 28 points.
Right. That's what was. Yeah. And then the trick play for the 2-pointer. That game had it all. It was a great. That was a Disney movie sort of moment.
Yeah,
you know
it was.
What I mean?
Yeah.
The way everything came back and everything. I'm reminded of the Saline County Stampede at War Memorial Stadium.
I remember that.
I mean, so that rivalry has just been. It's got the kind of off the field craziness that makes the great rivalry stuff.
Yes.
That you look and go, wow. Because, I mean, I remember playing ball in the 80s and Salt Bowl. I don't know, what was that? And Bryant was a sleepy little town, and, you know, and then obviously growth.
Willie Cutts.
Willie Cutts, yeah.
Do you have I spoke to the two teams, representatives of the teams and coaches and the supporters at the Saline County Salt Bowl luncheon last week. And I told them my greatest win was my career. Of all my football was in high school when we defeated the mighty Choctahatchee Indians over in Fort Walton Beach, because they were the perennial. They were it. They were the highest level state champions. Right. They were bigger, faster. They had 10,000 fans in the stands, and the band had 500 people.
Yep.
We beat them,
yep.
And it showed that we had arrived. And to me, and I shared that with them. I said, because I remember that more than beating Texas 42. Well, I don't remember more, but it had more meaning to me.
Right.
Did you have one when you were Van Buren?
One our conference championship game played our rival Alma.
Yes.
You know, Van Buren and Alma.
Yes.
Triple overtime. Won in triple overtime it had 17 inches of rain. And this is what I remember. I remember the announcement as coming onto the field to kick off for the second half. The announcer said, "We apologize. All the restrooms are inoperable."
and there were
10,000 people there. And
wow.
You just heard a collective groan of like, you know, so nobody could go to the pooper in the second half.
Wow.
And went into triple overtime. Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah. Again, I think it's the, you know, it's funny. Emmett's story is similar to mine in high school at Escambia. Mm-hmm. They had never had a winning season.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. Just like in Moseley, we were the laughing stock of the state of Florida. You don't even want to say who you were from. You don't want to say you played at Moseley. In less than 2 years, we were the number one ranked team in the highest classification. I'm a little bit older than Emmett by, I think he's 57, 58. And of course, we're 60. He'd be 63, Roger, coming up. But boy, what an impact he had everywhere he went. He impacted Florida. He impacted the Cowboys, and if you look at it, you know that when he held out that first two games, they were different.
And
Jerry knew I got to sign it. I got to sign him.
Get him on the field.
Yeah, and so anyway,
it was the first time. Also, again, the Cowboys always said every mark. It was the first time in the history of the NFL that a team had gone 0-2 and come back and won a Super Bowl. Boom. Cowboys are the first in everything.
But how cool is it? I think Bill, you and I might have been going back and forth with this. It was somebody I was doing it with.
Mm-hmm.
Is think of that. You know, so the fact that Clinton is coming to talk with Jerry.
Right.
Jerry took three teams to the White House, and you know who was the president? Bill Clinton. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The Arkansas Connects, of course, John Daly was winning PGAs during that same era. Sam Walton was killing it at Walmart. Yep. I mean, it was like, man, it's like
was winning championships.
Yeah, dang straight. Clinton was going to that. That was the other thing. I mean, I remember thinking, man, Arkansas's killing it in the 90s. And the fact that he three Super Bowl teams took a White House. Matter of fact, you know, funny, I need to show it today. I didn't have it in my list, but I need to go back and get it. Is that Clinton holds up an Emmitt Smith jersey?
Yes.
You know, I don't know what year it was. I need to find that.
Roger, hey, real quick, to mention you were talking about the toilets being backed up at your ball game. Funny you say that because Didi over at Avery Bella was looking for a plumber Friday, and she asked me. She said it wasn't an emergency or anything.
Have you been
like
in
that.
There, Roger?
No. I think they're getting ready to do some other stuff. And I said, well, there's only one guy I know, and that's Kyle over at Midtown.
Yeah.
Gave her the number. She said, should I call him now? I said, if it's not an emergency, wait till Monday. Boom, she did. She called him. Kyle and Midtown are going to be going over there to take care of them and whatever their issues
are. Kyle would have been in Alma, Arkansas in 1985.
Well, in
November.
No, it would have been great, but that's where he is right now. Anyway, I want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors here and also one of your sponsors there.
Roger, let's play your song.
All right. You want to go out with it?
Yeah, let's go out. This is brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. We appreciate them. Expert sports medicine care for every athlete, every age. 10 locations and extended orthopedic urgent care hours as well. So Bill's already said he's been inspired by this song.
Yes.
Tributes to Dolly.
Well done. Yeah. All the way around.
Listen, and Dolly, hey, listen. I hadn't seen any better Dallas Cowboy cheerleader filling out the outfit as Dolly Parton did at 75.
Now, David,
I'm just saying,
hang on.
The curve ratio was there.
She did.
I mean, and you know, she was
lots of angles.
I thought she was showing skin on her stomach, but she had one of those little, diamond studded. Which
I think maybe. Yeah.
What do you call that?
I'm not.
No.
You know, Dolly and the best little.
Yeah.
You can't even say anything. Yeah. Best little whorehouse. I mean.
It's a great movie. One of my favorites.
But she even...
played the song yesterday at Alma.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, where Dolly says pissant.
Little bitty pissant country place.
Yeah, I love that.
Nothing too high tone.
She dragged poor old Burt Reynolds over the finish line with a song or two.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God.
That was actually Dom DeLuise, the whole crew.
Dom DeLuise.
That was a fun movie.
It's a fantastic
movie. Great
she
movie.
Finished that with 9 to 5.
In honor of Dolly, Roger, take it away.
Sing it if you know it.
Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, shout it out, it's football time, hog fan. Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, please don't break my heart, you know you can. Your schedule's something else to bear. Texas LSU's on there. The Utah Utes game will be oh so big. Georgia's gonna do their thing. Will we hear all the boo birds sing? I hope it doesn't come to that woo pig. Tennessee, Tulsa, A&M. Can we get any one of them? Maybe slap Missouri around UD. Silverfield cannot get no sleep. There's nothing he can do to keep from crying when they call it out. Woo pig. Woo pig. Woo pig. Woo pig. Woo pig. Shout it out. It's football time, Hawk fans. Woo pig. Woo pig. Woo pig. Woo pig. Don't break my heart, you know you can. Woo! Pig! Go home!
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
This Texas Sports Center.
The Arkansas Travelers tied a single-game franchise record with 6 home runs on Sunday and a 9-8 victory over the Wichita Wind Surge. Josh Hood, Jared Sundstrom, and Charlie Pagliarini had 2 home runs each for the Travs, who won their 5th consecutive game. Jake Rucker had 2 home runs of his own for the Wind Surge, who trailed by 4 runs at 2 different points in the game, but used 3 home runs as part of a 4-run 7th inning to take an 8-6 lead. Sundstrom hit a solo home run in the 8th before a 2-run home run from Pagliarini in the 9th proved to be the game winner. The Travs are off today. They'll start their final homestand of the season against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals tomorrow night. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a hot, humid day here in Central Arkansas with a heat advisory in effect from noon until 8 p.m. Little Rock actually reaching a high of 98 with a mostly sunny sky. Tonight, clear, stays kind of warm with a low of 74. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 99 to high with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Want to get in on the conversation? Shoot us a text at the D3 Auto Sales text line at 501-614-1037. D3 Auto Sales in Desart, the number one independent dealer in the state with the best prices and largest selection on pre-owned vehicles, including leveled and lifted trucks. Find them on Facebook. Whether it's football, baseball, or basketball, from high school to the pros, hit us up on the D3 Auto Sales text line.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Bank continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations, with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Summer heat can wear you out now, but if you've been feeling drained, even when you're inside with the AC kicking, it might not be the heat, y'all. 1 in 4 men, that's 25% of us, y'all. We have low testosterone, and it affects energy, sex drive, motivation, mood, and a lot more. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and get real answers from experienced providers. Explore peptides and even get a jump on that summer body you've been looking for with GLP-1s. Look, go to fixmylowt.com right now to schedule a free testosterone test today. That's fixmylowt.com.
Catch the Buzz ticker on all of our media platforms brought to you by Luxury Pool and Spa and their end of season blowout sale. Save up to 75% off store wide on select items through Saturday.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
1, 2, 3, 4. All right, 8:34. Graffiti coming up. Graffiti coming up. Graffiti alert.
When you were just 17, you know what I mean.
You know, Roger, it's hard to believe that racing season is really right around the corner. Mm-hmm. It's in November. Come on. But in the meantime, football is being brought to Oaklawn with their Drive to the End Zone promotion. Throughout September, you earn entries in Oaklawn's 24-7 smoke-free casino for a chance to win the ultimate game day ride, a 2026 Ford F-150 Raptor from Riser Ford. Then on September 26th, they're giving away free play and one lucky winner driving home in that Raptor. So if you and plus, if you need a place to watch the games, Roger's there every Thursday. Go to Mainline Sports Bar, catch all the action, great food, cold drinks. You got the golf suites, you name it. But anyway, it's a great place to hang out and watch games on the weekend. You can go over the sports book,
Big games, big prizes. I love the combo. I love it. Drive to the end zone promotion. I like that. To get all the details, go to Oakland.com. That's Oakland.com. We'll see you at Oakland. Of course, Oakland is a sponsor for the Touchdown Club as well.
Yes. And, great facility.
Yes. It's very
wonderful.
Very much so. You know.
Check those swing suites out. I believe there is something. I know when I'm there on Thursdays that there's always a special at Mainline as far as a food item goes. But I think there's a special on the swing suites as well. Maybe during the week or whatever. I saw it on the big marquee, as Rainwater would say.
Yes. Quote.
Marquee.
Right.
So check that out and check it out with the swing suites because we had several of those were used the other night. So
I already see Lane Kiffin on the line for graffiti. So let's hit that open, Roger, and rock and roll.
Old Lane.
It's time for graffiti. Graffiti is brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
Zabba, zabba, the boomer.
You know what? Bill Vickery could be working on some of his multi-billion-dollar clients.
Right. Over here.
But instead, he's hanging out.
I'm here with you guys.
He's hanging out listening to graffiti.
Can I say this, Roger? Yes. Todd? Do we not like business bass? Business bass.
I can fit into a suit again.
Business bass looks good with the crisp. You understand value of a crisp white shirt.
Thank you. Yes.
There you go. Nice suit.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes. That suit's tailored, right?
Yes.
That looks like it's got some nice.
Yeah. I've not been able to pull out of a suit in quite a while.
I like it. It looks good. That's a crisp. You know what? Simplicity.
Yep. How many suits you got, Bill? 100?
No, not that many.
Okay, close.
15?
Maybe 20. Emmitt Smith told Larry Fitzgerald, he said, never wear the same suit twice back-to-back days. So Larry Fitzgerald, that's when he was with the Cardinals.
Right.
So Larry Fitzgerald said, I never, after I heard it, Emmitt told me that, to be a professional, I took two suits. You know, so I would always have
the
one.
The go-there suit and the come-back press conference.
How about that? Yeah, very nice.
Has that not become, think about this, the post-game press conferences have become a fashion show, controversial comments.
Yeah.
The walk-ins for the walk-in, that's become the new red carpet.
Yes.
Is for WNBA, some of them, and NBA and the NFL guys. That's become the bags now, everybody.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. It's become a big thing.
It's become the new red carpet.
It's about big thing. Look at that. The call board is lit up. It's lit up. Multiple
Who's
calls.
Who's who?
Let's start with Lane Kiffin, Raj.
Lane Kiffin it is.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? All right.
David Showers on the phone.
Haven't been a while.
David's meeting Emmitt Smith today in this heat. Emmett's about to smell something he can't outrun with David's stinky schlong.
We hadn't heard the stinky schlong in a long time, Bill.
I was going to say, that's a classic.
Let me tell you what, this schlong was washed this morning at 4:30.
Wow! Wait a minute! Could have done without that. But here's the thing. I repeat that verbatim, and it just sounds disgusting.
If Stinky Schlong guy calls up, I'm rebutting.
But he is rebutting Stinky Schlong guy.
I'll take care. It's Sean Connery.
Hey, yes. Sean.
Quebec.
Hey, Bill. How many women have you corrected over the years?
Hey-o.
I want a fresh one.
I was going to say. Did he say directed?
No, corrected.
Oh, corrected.
You know, the old Sean Connery, Barbara Walters. Sometimes you just got to, you know, they just don't know when to shut up, Barbara.
I'm taking a few slaps to the face.
Peyton.
Good morning, Dev. Today is my birthday. We got 5 days till Hog Ball. Leaves are turning colors. Let's go, baby. Woofing.
All right. I like it.
I like it a lot. I like it.
Upbeat. What's some of that energy?
Who's this? Keeping it real, Stan.
Hey, I know you're going to get them lines funny, but what y'all going to do now?
Hey! Oh, they're all coming back, Baz. It's football time in Tennessee.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all you got to do.
That's my red Sharpie.
Roger, I've got a new sharp tip. I'm full of ink and ready to go.
Thank you, red Sharpie.
Well, that could be said in... It could go in a number of directions, couldn't it, Roger?
661-1037.
Honest Abe.
State Representative R.J. Hawk.
Yes.
Hello, guys. You heard it here first. All of our locations are now going to be called Panther Ice.
He said Panther Ice, Panther. Says the Panthers.
Well done, RJ.
Yeah.
Well done. Well, look who it is.
Yeah, look at this.
It is Emmett Smith.
Morning, David. You know that at Escambia that I invented sleezing before every game just so I could run faster than anybody else.
Wow. So he invented spleezing.
How about that?
Who knew?
Did you read that?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I didn't realize spleezing.
Oh, hey, nice. Look at that.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding
Double
me?
R.
Hey, what up, Double R?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Thank you, Randy. You know what it is. It's game week. It's excitement.
Yep.
Back at you. What'd you forget, Representative Hawk?
Dearly beloved.
Yeah.
The classics are coming
early
out
hook.
Now.
Early hook there. Did not let that go deep in the count.
Did not.
No, well done, too.
Kitty Parton?
Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Wow. Wow. Kitty.
Well done. Well done, Kitty Parton. Well done. Hey, Rick, you're on tomorrow.
Listen, mister, there is no week zero. It's week one.
He's right. He's right.
True.
He's right.
Well, the zero is a real number.
You're right.
If you want to get into it.
You're right.
It is a real number.
You're right. Owner from Club D.
Club D.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Hey, guys. We're going to have the game on Saturday if y'all want to come watch.
No. Nobody's. Nope, we're not coming there.
I've told that story a million times about you guys Club being D, right baby. Next to Club D.
Club D, baby.
Well, what's Club D's? it's a whole thing. You got
Eric Dickerson calling
wow.
in.
Wow. Pony Express.
Man, what the hell is a yell leader? I ain't going out.
What is he? Yell leader. I'm sorry about that.
True, that cost Eric. Texas A&M.
I'm going to go make a phone call real quick.
That and a gold Camaro.
Roger, uh-huh. Scott, go ahead.
Oh, no. She said cancer.
Oh, I heard that one in a while.
We have not.
Man, I was going
to
say.
We need to hear that.
Classic.
We need to hear
that. That old
classic.
Chestnut right classic. There.
Hey, it's Frank Fletcher.
Hey, we got trucks, we got cars, many hunters in the steakhouse, but Kalen Green made the cut, boy.
Yeah,
nice,
Frank. Way to go, Frank.
Yeah.
Way to go. Back to another winner he did. Ronda Rousey, hello.
Hey, RJ, I know you're rooting for the Panthers now, but don't forget about us Cougars.
You're right. You're right. Let's go to Ronda. Leslie. Hey, Leslie.
Let the boy walk.
Nice! Nice! RJ, what are you doing?
Rammer, rammer, woo!
There you go. The classic.
He is so excited.
That catchphrase.
He is so excited.
Do want to thank Finch Brokers and Chris Walker. Look at, I mean, this turnout thank today you. For the first week of football.
Are you kidding me? I'm so excited.
Here we go.
Yeah. No, thank you, Jokovic.
My back hurts.
He
lost in the first round of the U.S. Open yesterday. First time in 77 Grand Slams or something to that effect
right.
that he lost in the first round. And he evidently he was in the midst of a stomach episode.
Oh,
you know, that was he was evacuating that. Himself.
Oh, so, I'm glad he wasn't at your ball game.
Exactly.
Robert.
Whoa, pig. Whoa, pig. Whoa, pig. Whoa, pig. Come on, Wayne, you can get these hands.
Attaboy, everybody's doing the woo pig. Hey, Frank, did you forget something?
If you're in the market for a new car or truck, please come see us today.
Okay.
Right, thanks, Frank. Right. Appreciate
very
that.
Nice, pretty decent nice, impersonation.
Frank Fletcher, we appreciate that. Let's go right here. Let's talk to halftime of the Razorback game.
It's 100 degrees.
What'd
he say?
You know what? You got to speak faster because it's graffiti. See, I'm going, my finger's too fast. I'm so excited. That's what she said. Hey, RJ Hawk's on the phone.
If the Hogs beat Utah, I'm bringing free office breakfasts.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you so RJ, man.
Scotty Scheffler.
Hey, Scotty.
Golly. Get some competition out here, guys.
Isn't that the thing?
Oh, was he not impressive? Especially,
22 victories now.
He got in a little bit of trouble there on the back nine, but I mean, just he dominated that back, and guys wilted.
Yes.
And he was impressive in Atlanta.
Hunter Yurecek, a therapist. It's a therapist of Hunter Yurecek. Excuse me. Got to punch him in, Roger.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On the dial where David Basil hurt you.
Say it again, Hunter Yurecek.
Hunter,
got to
have it again.
I apologize.
Come on.
Show me on the doll, Mr. Hunter, where David Basil hurt you.
On the doll.
Show me on the doll. Very good, very good. Oh, look, it's Acree's PTO.
They feel like you don't get a second chance to make a first impression, and all the morning show talks about is buying time off, so bite my ass.
Oh, my gosh. Look here. Sam Pittman, how are you, Coach?
Coach.
Fellas, it's too hot outside. I'm going back to the pool.
That's a luxury.
What am I supposed to do with this?
I bet you he misses it,
but I bet you it's easy to kick back and stay by the pool. Yeah. He's been doing it for 4 years. I'm sure he misses it.
I don't know what I do with it.
Last one.
I don't know what to do.
What do I do?
Last two calls.
Okay. Tommy?
Tommy?
There we go. You knew it was coming.
Barry Grooms. And look at this Fifth Brokers and Chris Walker. Last call of the day for graffiti with Barry Grooms.
That's right, Randy. Just to be around beat Cutter Morningstar 24-17 on a late drive led by Jackson Duville's 12-yard pass to Josh Wilkins.
Hey, when he dropped a Monticello -3, where can I get Monticello -3?
I think you might have been the first one to bring that up. That was back when I was still doing sidelines, and they're going, they're giving high school spreads.
I want to know who set the line on that. Is that the Bellagio Sportsbook?
Who put that one out there?
We'll come back. We'll see if we can find Roger's call with somebody trying to win a prize and misunderstood.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. We can find that.
Right, one more segment with Bill Vickery. Don't go away. David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkups with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Good news. Your next luxury getaway is only a short drive away. At Oaklawn Hot Springs, stay in a Forbes recommended resort hotel. Unwind at Arkansas's only Forbes 4-star rated spa. And make dinner a destination at 2 Forbes recommended restaurants, the Bugler and the Oak Room and Bar. Add a 24/7 smoke-free casino, live entertainment, and all the thrills that make Oaklawn Hot Springs a premier resort destination. Join the fun. Plan your stay at oaklawn.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mike Rowe here with a fun fact. Did you know that 50% of the air that you breathe inside your home comes from your crawl space? Yeah. Whether your crawl space is wet, musty, or your floors are bouncy, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to repair your crawl space. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts. Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Attention drivers, is your car insurance getting too expensive? Is the price of your car insurance going up every year and your agent does nothing to help? There is a solution. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock offers several top-rated car insurance companies, which means you'll get the best coverage with the best price from the friendliest agents. Their hundreds of five-star reviews can't be wrong. Get a free, fast car insurance quote from McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today. To call, text, or submit a quote request, visit their website, McGeeIns.com. McGeeIns.com. That's McGeeIns.com. Or stop by McGee Insurance on JFK Boulevard in North Little Rock. Fire your car insurance company and hire McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today.
It's Honda of Russellville's 47th anniversary celebration. Celebrate with big savings store-wide. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax Foreman 4x4 with a powerful 518cc engine and long-travel suspension to tackle every job and trail. It's Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda powerhouse dealer. Visit HondaOfRussellville.com today. Honda recommends the Foreman for riders 16 years and older and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Paid for by the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Hey, this is Trip Keeter. Don't miss the high school football game of the week with myself and Jackson Braswell. Every Friday night this football season, we'll be traveling the state to find the best matchups in high school football. It's brought to you by the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Roller Funeral Homes, Midtown Plumbing, DK Fuel, and Entergy.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Little rubber band, man.
Hey, Spinners. Shout out. Tell everybody about Double R again. You're going to be on our
show. Yeah, Double R is going to be a regular segment. You know, we talked about this, get Bill, when we were down in Tampa.
Yes.
And I believe our sponsor is Farm Bureau. And so going to be excited to have our Double R once a week.
Now, when will he be on? What day?
I think it's going to be, it's either going to be Tuesday or Thursday, I think, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So and you are looking to sponsor the...
Yes, the Buzz thermostat. You
and
me.
And Roger, I think today was supposed to be the changeover today. We've had great sponsors for our text line.
Mm-hmm.
And Middleton Heat and Eric's been the text sponsor for the last, I don't know how many months. But I believe today, I didn't realize it was today, I think D3 Auto Sales will be taking over.
All right. Well, so tomorrow's the first, so yeah, you think so, you'll wait
yeah,
till
so, yeah, so D3 Auto Sales, you know, they
well,
were...
welcome
they,
back.
Welcome back, and excited to have them on board. Very appreciative of Middleton Eaton Air for
most definitely
sponsoring it. Yeah. By the way, too, today at the Touchdown Club, Reggie Swinton will be there. You know, Reggie played with Emmett for a few years at Dallas.
Yeah, talk about another one. That was a great threat on special teams when he caught the ball.
Listen,
he made a career. He made a great career out of that.
Got a couple other little Arkansas connections I want to save. I'm going to save it until the meeting. I think we'll be a lot of people go, okay, I forgot about that. So, interesting the way we have this thing set up is that Emmett will have a chance to visit with Justin Akery and Phil Elson. And so my, you know, probably not a good idea of planning wise for me because he, you know, but, you know, I hopefully, you know, when they do that, hopefully I go a different direction what Phil and Justin do. And but it gives our listeners a chance to you know, get some to interaction with the.
Will
with
you
the
be asking there. For questions from the crowd?
No, we'll not.
No crowd participation question.
Damn it. All right, I was hoping to get one. Hey, shout out real quick to my brother-in-law, Robert Muldoon.
Okay.
Oncologist to the stars. Happy birthday, Robert. I don't know how old you are, but
Bobby M.
That was an amazing performance in Graffiti there.
Holy, are you kidding me? The best we've had since last season. I'm just going to say it.
It's football.
Could that be indicative of what's happening?
Could I say that was almost a mid-season form?
I know.
Form.
Yes.
You know what? But that's because we've done practice all season long, and game time is baby crap, and now that was game time.
Yes, there you go.
I do want to thank Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall.
Yes.
Roger Smart Jr. for sponsoring Bill every week, and so
fantastic.
Appreciate those folks. 661-1037 is the number. We'll have next week we'll have our Razorback Rewind brought to you by Hawks Homes. Appreciate Brian and Kevin. Yeah, we've got, yeah, this is our busy time, Bill, mm-hmm. because starting this week, we have everybody back. We have, you know, Bruce James will be back, Walt Coleman, Darren McFadden, Dan Hampton, Mark May. We don't know yet about Terry Bradshaw, still working on that. And just a fun time of the year, in addition to our regular guests like you and Chris and others.
Others, yeah. No, it's a lot of fun. And I appreciate you guys doing the show in the studio this Monday. Because I had packed up all my winter coats, and I wasn't able
It was cold yesterday. It was cold yesterday.
The Doubletree does not abide by the Buzz thermostat policy.
Yeah, it was very, very cold. And because you wanted to be with a room full, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to plan ahead.
661-1037. Ron says, strength and honor. Appreciate that. Says, oh, by the way, too, did you see the band for Arkansas? I give him credit. Again, another detail you give Ryan Silverfield credit for. He brought the band inside the football meeting room. And he got there and said, all right, guys, these are our traditions. We're going to do fight song, get up everybody so you know how the fight song works. You see the band. And then also they did, what is the other? I'll just ask you, what is the second thing they did?
Call the Hogs?
Tradition. Nope.
No.
What is
The song.
The song?
Hard to be humble.
It's hard to be humble, which when I was in school was not part of the because Roger, it hadn't even come out yet because it was Mac Davis, right?
Yeah, I don't know when.
Somehow at some point I need to find out the origin of this. Where did that come from?
Yes,
because it was a Texas song, right?
It was Mac Davis.
It was Mac Davis, but what was it?
I don't know who ever used it. I never heard another team.
Lord, it's hard to be humble. Yeah. It wasn't a team.
When you're in Arkansas,
no.
Right?
But what was Mac Davis's words for it?
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be when you're perfect in every way.
Yeah, there wasn't any
I can't reference. Wait to look in the mirror. I get better looking each
I don't
day.
Know when it started, but now the team, and I guess it's okay. I never really paid attention.
To know me.
They're rocking.
I must be a hell of a man.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble.
When you're in Arkansas, Razorback.
That part, yes.
Yes.
So,
well.
At least, Hey Jude. Hey, I was waiting. I said, you better not play Hey Jude in that football room.
Exactly.
You better not.
Does not belong.
Please tell me we're also bringing back Club Dub as a Razorback tradition, because I really look forward to that.
Yes, sir.
No more Club.
Yeah, Chad but yes, sir. You going to do yes, sir?
Chad Morris. No more jukebox. No more Club Dub.
No jukebox. No Club Dub. No jukebox. What else is there? What is the Mount Rushmore of no mores?
Well, no more jukebox, no more Club Dub.
Right. What else is there?
Those are the two most important.
Yeah.
I know, but was there any more, or was that it?
I can't think of anything else.
Because
Club Down and Hammer, that was all the same stuff.
Yeah. Bill, we will not see you until Monday, and we will know the Razorbacks should be 1-0.
Yep,
we'll be able to judge their performance based on what they do on the field and not practice or talk.
Now we get a chance to see the product for the real thing. Looking forward to it.
Yes.
Real quick, over-under on attendance. It's supposed to be 98.
Yeah, it's probably 60.
You think 60? Roger?
Well, it's $25 gets you a hot dog.
They'll announce it at 66.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, there'll be an announced crowd attendance.
I'll go $1.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Roger, leaving it up to you.
Leave it to you. I'm leaving, too. We'll leave it with Todd. See you in a minute.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling.